Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mom said one time, when men lack in height, they make up in other places. And then she winked at me and I was like, Mom, why would you do that? In what world? Like, do I not know the dad's shorter than you?
That's, wow.
So my dad's a big dick.
Yeah, do you think of your dad differently now?
No, I could tell.
You could tell?
Not even like that.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hey, besties. I'm Violetta Benson. Welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting podcast, your number one podcast for dating advice, mental health, and everything in between. Today, my special guest is Trevor Wallace.
Did you have to look at your phone to make sure you said it right?
No. I always just look at my phone.
God, you get pancakes right, but not Trevor Wallace?
Trevor Wallace is a Capricorn king.
I am.
I knew that.
December 30th.
Yes. December 30th, 92.
92, full of fucking sleigh. I'm out here.
Trevor, aside from being a Capricorn king, he is a comedian, a writer, an actor. You've obviously seen all of his funny videos. They've gone viral on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. He's hilarious. That's one of the reasons I asked him to come on my podcast. I'm a big fan of his. I told him I was a big fan. He's also a regular in all of the hottest comedy clubs. And you were doing, I saw you were doing stuff in Vegas too.
Yeah.
I like follow you on TikTok for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm a big fan of yours. Really? I think you're so funny.
As you read off your phone, you're like, this guy is a comedian.
Yeah, but I wrote all of this. It's just to remember, to make sure I don't
Yeah,
anything.
I did a show at the Mirage in Vegas, which was awesome.
That's so cool.
So cool.
Yeah, I was watching your, when you like found out, then when you were like doing it. Yeah.
It was great.
The whole thing.
It was like one of my favorite moments.
But then you weren't funny enough, so you stopped doing it. They didn't rehire you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they just were like, enjoy this money and we'll see you back in 6 months. Winky face. No, it's just comedy's not like DJing. DJing, you can go there every weekend. Comedy's like, if people see your set one time, by the time they come to see you again, they want a whole new set.
Right. Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
So once I get another new set, then Vegas will be like, hey, come on back. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know.
No, they will. Why would you say it?
Manifest.
Also, he has a popular podcast called Stiff Socks.
Boom.
It's with his co-host, Michael, where they do weird stuff and then talk about it.
That's life.
You know? So you guys definitely check out his podcast. I'm going to leave everything in the description bio of this episode so you guys get to enjoy it. So this month's topics are super simple, super easy. It's like sex and dating. I just want to give you guys a really chill month before we go back to the rest of my topics where I just tell you everything you're doing wrong with your life and how you can change yourself for the better.
Damn. Damn. So this is like the appetizer before the main course.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give everyone a fun month, and that's why I picked such fun guests for this month.
Nice.
You being one of them.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Would you say you've always been this funny, or do you think it's you were probably bullied a lot as a kid and that kind of gave you a personality?
Yeah, I think bullied as a kid. I always say I hung out with the cool kids, but I wasn't cool in the cool kids. You know, like there was a starting five.
Yeah.
Like I was like a Rob Kardashian type of guy. Mm. No shade to Rob, but like he's a Kardashian, but he's not front line. He's in the back. So I was with the cool kids, but I wasn't the coolest of cool kids. So those kids would like, I would be the butt end of the joke a lot.
Aw.
But I liked it. Gave me personality.
Right.
And I was in the back, was observational. And that's how I'd always think about like jokes and videos and whatnot.
Yeah, I was like that too. Yeah. I was definitely one of the cool kids, but I wasn't by association, but like, I don't think I wasn't cool.
When did you move here?
When I was 14.
Okay.
So I came straight to high school. I came straight to high school, ninth grade. I barely spoke English. My breast grew the minute I tried the milk in the U.S., I just went from like
the second you land here.
Literally, God was like, that girl has such a weird personality. She's so awkward. So he's like, and she doesn't speak English. Here's some tits. And then I became double D's in ninth grade. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, honestly, I remember in eighth grade, this girl Jamie showed up back to school, and she was the first girl that had like a rack, and like it was big. It was like seeing Tom Brady at an airport. Like everybody couldn't take her eyes off her. She came back from summer and was racked up, and everyone was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I have such funny stories about high school and just how I like barely spoke English. No, but I don't want to. You know what? That's for another time. That's we can talk about it. It's not about me. It's about you.
But I think there's a mutual respect here. You're learning about my upbringing in comedy. I'm learning about double D's. You know, it's life.
Yeah. What do you think something most people don't know about you? Is that you're a comedian?
They don't know that I'm a comedian? Whoa. Zinger. Yeah, probably. I mean, honestly, you know what's funny? I was in Hawaii a couple months ago, Flex. I was doing a show out there. And one of the bartenders, two bartenders, one of the bartenders knew me. He's like, "Oh, it's like Trevor." And then there's this other bigger dude. He was massive. Could have been security. Could have been a WWE wrestler. He's like, "Who's the comedian of the group?" There's like four of us. He's like, "Who's the comedian of the group?" And they point to me and he's like, "There's no way you're the comedian." I was like, "Yeah, I'm at Blue Note Lounge." He's like, You're the funny guy?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You don't seem very funny." I'm like,
I hate when people do that.
It's the worst.
Oh my God, you're so funny. Come on, tell a joke.
Tell a joke, it's the worst.
Look in the mirror, bitch.
Boom. Yeah, but like this guy was also 600 pounds, all muscle. So I was nervous. But yeah, it's like, I think that if you look at me, your first instinct probably isn't comedian. It's probably like a guy who's like a tech bro or something, finance.
I think I've seen so many of your videos that I can't unsee them.
I don't even know who I am.
Yeah.
What video comes to mind looking at me right now?
Oh my gosh. Well, obviously the one with Amanda.
Oh, the hiking one?
Yeah. I love Amanda. We're friends. Great. I think she's hilarious. She's also so hot. I love looking at her. And yeah, I saw some videos on her Instagram, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's the hiking ones.
Hiking's great.
It's the funniest part where you guys are hiking. And then I think you ask, "Where do you live?" And she's like, "Well, I'm actually living with my mom right now."
Red flag.
And she's like, "Well, because she's sick." He's like, "I hate bitches that are."
She's like, "I'm sick." And I go, "I'm sick of these bitches living home with their moms," which is great comedy. If a guy really said that, run far. Also, if a guy shows up to a hike with a snapback like that high on his head, run.
That's so funny. Yeah, we're going to talk about all the red flags. But first, I thought another fun way to get to know you.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so rapid fire. Oh, rapid fire questions, okay?
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. Okay.
Let's do it.
Texting or FaceTime?
Texting.
Favorite day of the week.
I need stimulation. I got to like, I'll be on FaceTime. We could have been the most entertaining conversation, but like, I'll like start scrolling Instagram just out of habit. Yeah. It's not disrespectful to the person. I'm just like, I got my foot can't stop moving. I'm always just doing stuff. FaceTime's too, like, I'm just staring at a phone. Red flag.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
FaceTime, I'm just staring at myself the whole
time. Oh, interesting. What's worse, staring at yourself or just being on Instagram?
Being on Instagram, because staring at yourself, the person thinks you're looking at them.
I always thought people just had a lazy eye when they were talking to me.
Last song that you've downloaded.
Downloaded? What year is this? Oh, it's a Diplo song. Diplo, Baby No Money, Pogo. I don't know why. That and some Tory Lanez.
Favorite day of the week?
Fuck. Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. It's good comedy night, good stand-up, but also
it's the day the podcast comes out.
That's why I said it.
Exactly.
It just feels fun, you know?
Okay. Planned date or spontaneous last minute date?
Spontaneous last minute.
Nickname your parents used to call you?
Bitch.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Trev?
Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No.
First of all,
it's wrong to be vegetarian.
Pardon? It's wrong to be vegetarian?
Yeah. Are you vegetarian?
No.
Good. I don't care. It's not wrong. It's a little... I see the joke, though, you know?
Yeah. First celebrity crush?
Pam Anderson. Do you know her?
I've heard of her.
Pamela Anderson?
I'm kidding. Of course I know her. I love her.
Do you have her contacts?
Yeah.
Anyways, is that Kim up there?
Kim Kardashian? Yeah, it was in an episode. Anyway, okay.
Get her on the phone.
If Voldemort...
Yes.
...offered you a hug, would you take it?
No. The fuck am I going to hug an old man for?
Period.
You know?
Yeah.
Am I a sugar baby? Is he throwing me some money?
Right.
I don't know. What good is it? Would you? Ooh, she's thinking about it.
I mean,
you wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I would do it because I think everyone needs to be loved.
But Voldemort's maybe not loved.
Maybe he's misunderstood.
Okay. Red flag that you see that Voldemort could be misunderstood. Literally, he looks like a tadpole as a human.
Yeah, I would hug him closing my I would close my eyes and I would hug him. If he really like needed a hug.
You're going in for a kiss? I get it.
Say a word in Spanish.
Say a word in Spanish?
Any word.
Biblioteca.
Nice.
Biblioteca.
Say the same word in Valerian.
Valerian?
Mm-hmm.
Biblioteca, but in Valerian.
Do you know what Valerian is?
Don't do this to me. No. I thought New Hampshire was in a different country. I don't know. Everything that's not...
Wow, red flag doesn't watch Game of Thrones. Get the fuck out of my house.
Sorry. I don't watch Game of Thrones. That's a lot of incest.
That's why I watch it.
Might turn me on. Whoa. There's some weird acoustics going on in here. No, I'm a red flag in the sense that I don't watch TV. You know? I'll sit on TikTok for 3 hours before I'll put on HBO.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. I don't know why I do that.
Biggest lie you've ever told?
That I wanted to do this podcast.
That's believable.
No.
That's cool.
The biggest lie I've ever told, I mean, probably just some stuff to my parents. I am happy to be here. And you're very funny. And you're very talented. I'm not a mean guy. See, that's the thing. You know what? Like, girls used to be like, oh, negging is good. Like, where you talk down to them or you, like, make a joke. I could never do that. I'd be like, oh, that shirt looks dumb. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I was trying to be mean. I think it's so cute. It looks fun. It doesn't look like a nurse's outfit at all.
Literally, before we started this podcast, I told them, I'm about to do some things in the beginning where I'm going to clown you a bit. Is that okay? And he said, yeah. So I have no problem if you clown me back.
Clown.
This is the worst podcast you've ever been on. Cool. Next.
No.
Yeah, you have. I mean, you've been on your own podcast, so obviously it can't be worse than this.
Interesting.
Period.
Yeah, no, this podcast is great. There's a cat here. There's a great view. Nice air flow going on. The biggest lie I think I've ever told, I'm trying to think. I mean, I lied a lot.
Oh, you lie a lot?
Yeah, but like...
What's a giveaway if you lie? How can people tell if you're lying? You have a giveaway?
You say the word a lot.
Yeah.
Well, like I like to get out of like a ticket, you know, cop pulling me over. I'm pregnant. You know, you gotta.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But like, if somebody's like, oh, can you be here at 2? And I'm like, for sure.
Oh, can't. So you're always late. That's the biggest lie.
Always late. Mm. Always late.
The biggest lie I tell is sometimes I tell guys I'm allergic to dogs if I think their dog's ugly.
Smart. What's an ugly dog to you?
Most of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's rare to find in the city. Most people, and you have a cat. Which,
right.
Green flag.
Yeah.
Because I think if you go to Runyon, there's, I would say 6 out of 10 dogs, good dog. 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Let's take that dog to Studio City.
Right. When the dogs come up to you, when they come up to you and you're like, and then the owner looks at you and like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to fuck this dog? Like, why are you looking at me? They're just like expecting you to pet it, to be so nice. You're like, no, yeah. Get this dog. I'm kidding. Obviously, I love dogs, but I am allergic to them. So.
Yeah. So what do you say if you just don't like the guy and he doesn't have a dog? You say, I'm allergic to men, gotta go?
I don't say anything.
Smart.
I rather say nothing than actually be honest because I'm honest to a fault. So I'm doing the person a favor if I'm kind of doing my best to say nothing. I'm hoping they'll get the hint. Then normally I'll say things like, oh, I'm just so busy working. It's not you, it's me. I need to work on myself. Or
you hit them with a not you, it's me? Or is that universal?
I think it's universal, but when I've dated in the past, sometimes it does feel like I was the fuckboy in it more than them.
Interesting.
Not in a way where I was talking to any... I don't even sleep with guys when I date them. I don't sleep with anyone unless I decide I want to be exclusive with them. So I date guys, but I don't fuck them. Unless I decide I want to be exclusive. I don't want to sleep...
Boyfriend or girlfriend.
I don't want to... Just exclusive. I don't want to... If I'm having sex with someone... I guess it's the same. I don't like titles.
Well, no.
I see, that's where I feel like if a guy said, I don't like titles, red
flag. That is right out of a man's book. I don't like titles. Really? Because you've been working your ass off to have the title of a CEO, but you don't want the title of a boyfriend?
Yeah, that is a red flag in a guy.
No. Here's the thing. In Los Angeles, big cities, that is very common. Like, I don't like titles. I get it.
Yeah.
But like, if you're back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a guy's like, I don't like titles, he has another family.
100%.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't like titles? There's 14 people in this town.
Okay, here's a question. Why can't we tickle ourselves?
Whoa. Because you're aware that it's being done to you. The thing of tickling is like you have no control. You know, they're like holding your hands down, like tickling you. It's your cousin or your uncle.
Yeah.
But you're like out of control and it's like, ha, oh, stop.
When it's yourself, it's you know, so it's not.
Yeah, it's your brain. I think if there's a way where you could disassociate or if you used something that wasn't your hand, like you ever use the head ones?
Yeah.
Those feel great because it's not your hand.
But then how can you still come if you masturbate with your hand?
Whoa. I don't know. Interesting.
It's a thinker. It's a real thinker.
It
right?
is. You can't tickle yourself, but you can jerk yourself off.
Right.
I've been pretty open about this. I think humans need an upgrade. Just how a new iPhone comes out every couple of years. When's a new human coming out? I can't tickle myself. I don't have an iPhone charger plugged into me.
Right.
I can't get a new dick length. Like, why can't I upgrade myself?
Right. So, okay. What 14 does that have cameras. To do? Oh, so if we upgrade ourselves, then we'll be able to tickle ourselves?
That could be a part of it. You know how iPhone will put out a new phone and you're like, you guys didn't really change anything.
Right.
That would be like, no, we did. But you can tickle yourself now. And they'd be like, oh, gotcha.
That's funny.
And then if you're like stressed out, having a bad day, you don't need to go to therapy. You should go. But then you can still be like, hee, 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 tickle yourself in the car.
That would be fun.
But imagine, hear me out. What if where you tickle yourself is your dick or your vagina? So you go to jerk off or rub it out and you start tickling yourself and you're laughing while jerking off. Weird.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know? But that's all in the upgrades.
You have a lot of good thoughts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I try. It's the Celsius.
Yeah. Where is the clitoris?
Somewhere in Guam.
100%. Yeah.
It's up top. It's up north. You know, it's by Sacramento. It's up north. You know, it's all roads lead to one. Mm-hmm. It's up top.
Yeah.
If you pulled up like a chart, I could show
okay,
you.
Okay, so if this was a vagina.
Yeah, show it to the camera. Wait, you flipped that upside down. Where's
okay, where's the clitoris?
Right there.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. So you do know.
Where did you think I was going to point?
Well, I had my friend look at a quick clip that you guys had on your podcast.
Yes.
Stiff Socks.
Yes.
And you had a guest on and you guys were talking about the
Lisa
clit.
Ann, yeah.
She was struggling to understand what you guys were talking about because you guys were, not you, the two other
yeah,
people on the show, mm-hmm. they were talking about how they're really turned off by big clits.
Oh, I know what you're talking
so
about.
So then I had my friend watch it. My friend said, wait, I'm so confused. Some people have really large clits. And I said, no, babe.
And then you
just
ripped your pants down.
They're just fucking idiots. And they're talking about the vulva. And they don't know what the fuck a vulva is. And they're calling it a clit.
It's a car.
And I'm like, it's really wild because these guys are talking about how they don't like big clits. Yet it's clear they never found one because they don't know where it is.
That's true. I mean, look, I'm
but
not.
But it wasn't. You weren't the one.
I wasn't.
You said the sweetest thing, which I always say. You said, I'm just happy to be there.
I am.
And I always say that to all the women listening. I always say, men don't care what your vagina looks like. They're just happy to
just
be invited
to
the party.
There. It's like, I wouldn't walk into a girl's room and be like, oh, there's clothes everywhere. I don't want to be here. I wouldn't look at a vagina and be like, that's a little, it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's the feeling. It's a connection.
It's a connect. Exactly.
Live, laugh, love.
Period.
Yeah. No, okay. I would never. That's insane to look at a vagina and be like, what the fuck is that?
Right. Because then it's like, well, are you.
Also, why is it so bright in there? Dim the lights. you should, unless you're like, what's a doctor who looks at a vagina?
A gynecologist?
Yeah. I knew that. That's the only person who should ever be staring directly at a vagina in broad daylight.
Well, if you're going down a girl, your eyes just closed the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's wait, their eyes are open?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah, they're not going to be open. Just staring at her belly button. So a vagina is here, and then if you're here, then your eyes are straight ahead.
You know what? Actually, this wasn't part of my question. I am wondering. When a guy goes down on a girl, does he want her to be petting his head? Because sometimes I feel like I don't know what to do with that.
Not petting, but you can feel like
Does he want her to like pet him or like
pull
touch
my
the
hair
head?
Back?
No, like touch the head. Because sometimes I feel like I hate looking down because then I see the face and I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And then
I
I'm like,
I think it's hot.
Good job. Good job. No, I'm kidding. But like, what do you do?
I think a little bit of head grab is hot because it's letting you know the intensity of where they're at. If they're about to finish and you feel it, then you're like, oh, we're getting closer.
Do you want her to look at you or does that make a difference? Because then it's also.
I'm honestly eyes closed. I'm thinking about, you know, nacho cheese fries or something. I'm just down there.
Okay.
Eyes are closed. I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of down there. Eyes are closed. I don't know what she's doing. Maybe doing a Sudoku. Don't know. But as long as it feels good.
Yeah.
I'm doing that for her.
Nice.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's just a mutual.
Right.
You do this, I do that. Hey, meet in the middle.
Why do you think people do 69? Do you think it's because they're busy, they don't have time? Who's actually that busy that they have to do 69 to kind of get through things faster?
I've heard that take before and I like it. I think it's hot. It's, you know what it is? It's just like, it's just, why not? Like 2 hours ago, you're on a Zoom call yelling about business and it's like, yeah, fuck all this. Let's just do it something together. It's just a funny thing to do. It's
funny?
It's a funny thing to walk in on somebody doing.
Oh, okay.
Like it's, yeah, it's very, intimate. I don't know the last time I did it and I don't think anybody's stoked to do it, but it's like, oh, we could.
No, some people love it.
It's like a meme. I don't love it. I don't hate it.
69?
I'm up there.
If someone's like, I'm dating someone, they're like, do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah, if it makes you happy, sure.
If it makes you happy.
For me with 69, it's not really my thing because I have to focus on coming. So it's hard for me to focus on coming and also try to do the best job because I am a perfectionist. Everything I do, I want it to be amazing, the best. Mm. So how can I also focus on coming and focus on doing the best job ever? Yeah. And plus, if I'm focusing on coming, I have to stop for a second so I can just really focus on that. But then I'm stopping and there's just like a random wiener in my mouth. I'd rather just, let's take
random
turns.
Random wiener?
Or someone
else.
You said
that like it was like a Postmates driver. I don't think anybody's coming off 69. It's just like a good intermission. It's a halftime show. Whoa.
Oh.
It's a halftime show.
I like that.
It's a highlight of the round, but you're not ending on it. Okay. You still got a couple more quarters after that.
Okay. You're on a deserted island. What are three things you bring with you?
A gun.
Right.
No, I mean.
That's a good one.
A gun, Wi-Fi, and my phone. What else do I need?
A charger.
You know, this is why women are smarter than men.
Like 2 hours on the island.
Okay, no gun, phone charger, Wi-Fi, phone. No, wait. Yeah, no, that's fine because then I can just Google like, how do you survive on an island? Or I can like DM somebody and be like, get me off this fucking island.
Right.
Yeah. I think all funny aside, like if there was survival and like I had to like live there.
You would die.
Eventually. But I would try to go a while. I'd get a machete, cut some fruit down. I would get a machete, a blowtorch, start fires, and maybe some good socks. Okay. What about you?
A chef.
Well, but
a phone to call for help.
Yeah.
And a vibrator.
Interesting. Kind of disrespectful for the chef. He's like, I have a built-in vibrator.
Well,
and you're like, make me food.
I don't want to disrespect him and just assume he's going to have sex with me.
On a deserted island, if he's a man in general.
If he's just there to make me food. You know, sometimes I'd rather just masturbate versus dealing with everything that's attached to the penis.
That's
so.
Life.
I do sound like a man. For fuck's sake,
are.
I just feel like, okay.
Yeah, I get it. That. Sometimes I jerk off like it's a craving for food, like junk food. I'm like, I don't want to eat. I don't want to make a whole meal, but I kind of want food.
Yeah.
Let me just go get a Jack in the Box taco. That's what jerking off is for me. Greasy, dark, dimly lit, scary.
Scary.
Not scary, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just do it to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
And then I can go back to my Zoom call.
And they're like, you've been on this whole time.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I got to go pee real quick. Okay.
And you forgot to mute yourself. Yeah.
Wow.
If you can go back in time to when Hitler was a baby, would you kill him?
Here's what I would do. I would wait until he's 18, then I'd kill him.
You basically came. You went back in time when he was 2 months. And now you're there for 18 years just sitting around waiting for him to turn of legal age so you can murder him?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You kill a baby. Everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong? Then you try to explain it. You're like, oh my God, he's going to be a piece of shit. You can't do this. But then then by the time he's 18, he has like a paper trail of like, oh, you know, this guy was going to be a terrible person.
Mm.
You know, Like, you did this for the right.
Is it safer to drink your own urine or your own saliva?
Urine.
How do you know that?
It's already been through your body. It's filtered.
Did you just guess that?
Yeah. Your body's a Brita filter. Is that real?
You are so smart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I just know Bear Grylls drinks his own pee and he's like a nature guy.
Oh.
Is it really safer to drink your own pee?
It is. Research shows, because I'm really into research on my podcast.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Who is researching pee versus saliva?
So I did for this.
Right. But like the scientists.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in a lab in Temecula.
Yeah. I mean, they ran out of things to research, I guess. They're like, fuck cure for cancer. What's.
You know.
What's safer? Pee or. Anyway, so saliva is your mouth and the saliva in your mouth is 1,000 times dirtier than your urine. So it is safer to drink your urine than your own spit.
That makes sense. You know, also, it's so much harder to drink your spit because you have to get so much spit to equal one pee.
Doesn't that kind of make you rethink when people say spit in my mouth? Shouldn't they be saying pee in my mouth?
Now that is what scientists need to dive into.
Yeah.
I think pee is probably much cleaner than we think.
Yeah.
I would never drink it. I would never drink it. But I do see the angle.
Never say never. You're on a deserted island.
If I'm on a deserted island, yeah. Well, also I'm on a deserted island. I'm only like drinking coconuts. So my pee should taste like a pina colada.
Oh.
Pina colada.
So what comes first? Cereal or milk?
Cereal. What do you do?
Milk.
You do milk then cereal?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I knew you moved here when you were 14. Because you didn't have a childhood. That's how you're supposed to. But you do milk then cereal?
Yeah, obviously. Because I don't want the cereal to be soggy. It's gross. I get to be in control of how much cereal I put in the milk and I can eat it while it's crunchy. I don't know. I don't understand Americans and some of the shit that you guys do. It's weird.
Don't try to gaslight Americans because you're wrong in making cereal.
It's just weird. It's weird. Like, why do you want soggy cereal? What kind of life are you living?
That I get, but the round two, how many bowls of cereal do you have? Just one or multiple?
Multiple.
Good. That's normal. So when I have the milk left over in the bowl, that's when I pour it on top. It's reverse, 69.
Yeah. So I'm just rather just, I don't know. I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest. I thought everyone did what I did.
No.
Yeah. And then I looked at research and it was like 2% of people only do that, which obviously people were lying because they're embarrassed to admit. And I want to help people no longer feel embarrassed by this.
Good.
It's cool. Okay. Milk, then cereal. Try it.
Well, no.
Life-changing.
You just lost a brand deal for sure off that statement. Milk, then? No.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Egg or chicken?
Egg.
A second ago, you said chicken, so you are a liar. So men really do lie.
No, you said what came first. Oh, are you talking about what I like to eat? Or
what came first, the egg or the chicken?
Oh, well, you got a preface.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know if you were talking about food. What came first?
The egg or the chicken?
Probably the chicken. You know?
Yeah. Who comes first, you or your girl?
The chicken. You know, I think
that should have been a fast one.
Female.
Bye. Next.
You female, yeah.
I can't believe you even have to think about it.
Well, I'm still thinking about, you know, food. I'm kind of hungry. So the chicken versus the egg combo got me kind of thinking about food. And then you're like, who comes first? And I was like, the omelet. the female.
Yeah.
The female.
You feel
always. Women's History Month. Isn't that right now? It's all year for me, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. Me
women
too.
Come first.
Always.
In life and in the bedroom.
That's a good one. Good job. Okay, so I thought another fun way to get to know you before we dive into the deeper questions. Well, these were really fun.
Great.
So I didn't know if I should do smash or pass.
Please
or if
do.
I should do she's a 10 and then you rank what you think she is on the thing after I give her little characteristic.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, so she's a 10.
In. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
She's a 10, but she headbutts you when she's mad because she doesn't know how to communicate.
Strong headbutt?
Yeah.
Or like cute? Yeah, it's 7. That's okay. 7. Because if I'm drunk, then...
Because eventually you're like, for fuck's sake, can't you just say what you're feeling?
Well, yeah.
6 months in, you're walking with bruises. People are like, what's going on? You're like, I fell down the stairs.
I would like, if she headbutted me and I was drunk, I would just like puke or something.
Yeah.
And it's a fun, if it's a light one, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not. She's strong.
No, I'm out. Mm. I'm out.
Okay, she's a 10, but she has a good relationship with her dad.
You mean a normal human being?
Yeah.
Get this, bitch. No, I mean 10, great. That's good.
She's a 10, but she has to sing every song in the car, but the problem is she's super out of tune. Like, she's not a good singer. And sometimes you even put on music where there's no lyrics and she'll just hum it. And she just doesn't stop. And the worst part, when there are lyrics, she gets them wrong. And she's out of tune.
You know, I don't know how to, can I go negative on this?
Yeah.
-2? Something about off singing is...
I can't do it.
I remember one time I went on a date. And this girl told me she was a singer. And we were sitting in a car. This was years ago. Sitting in a car. And I was like, oh, come on. Do you sing? And she's like, no. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll do it. And she starts belting it like opera level in a car. Windows up. Oh, so nice. Loud. And for like 10 seconds, I was like, it was like singing Happy Birthday. Like, I didn't really know what to do. And I was just like, oh. And it went on for like a minute 30. And it just didn't stop. And I was like, ooh. Yeah, 1:30 sitting out in front of a frozen yogurt place. Then we made out after.
Girls love a good listener.
Love a good listener. But I will say, like, I think the singing would have been great if we're in an opera house. But inside the car, acoustically, it was just so loud.
Yeah, it's one time I was dating a musician and we were just FaceTiming. And then we're talking about stuff. And then we were FaceTiming for so long. And then he said, yeah, I'm just doing all my new tracks or whatever. And I said, oh, cool. I would love to hear it. You know, just to be polite. And he said, okay, great. Let me send you the Dropbox.
The Dropbox?
And then he sends it to me. And then he says, okay, let me know what you think. We'll talk tomorrow. Let me know what you think. And I'm like, what? And then I look at the Dropbox. It was like 20 files.
Were they good songs? Oh.
I don't know.
You don't want to be rude. Well, I don't know is worse than yes or no.
Well, I looked at it. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I have to do homework now just to talk to this guy? Okay, so she's a 10, but she basically says, that's a good stretch after every time she stretches.
Oh, God. That's like my cat does that. It's still, I think I'm going to do that the older I get. The closer I become to a dad, I'm going to do that. So still 9.2.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter.
She's a 10, but she unbuttons her pants every time after she eats. And then she says, that was yummy. With that, like, that was yummy every time.
8.
Okay, cool. Wow, look at you. You're like anything. Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, she's a 10, but she high fives you every time after you guys have sex. And you thought it was just a phase, but now it's been 3 years.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny. Do you do that?
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny. The funniest thing I think that ever happened, I did this video about like White Claw and I was like jokingly, like before sex, I was like talking about like.
I've seen it.
But I forget what it was, but she's like, oh, I'm going to yell that out right before you come one day just to fuck with you. And literally right before I finished one day, she was like, and allows me to drink a claws. I was like, God damn it.
That's funny.
Funny.
Yeah. I think if you're able to laugh during sex or after sex or whatever, it makes you even more comfortable with each other. Just
of course, because sex is such a like intimate moment. But then you're like, you finish and you're like, wait, we were just making like waffles, like joking around this morning. Yeah. Like it's so like not serious, and you get really serious that you have to find your way to get back to.
Yeah. I'm like that.
I think if somebody shut down your high five, that's an even more red flag. Yeah, like, good job. I'm like, what?
Well, sometimes
I think it's an alpha guy being like, what are you fucking? I put in the work. You should be high-fiving
me. I think it's maybe the person can get offended because you're like, do you not love me? What's going on?
Oh, the high five.
Because it gets awkward. You're just like, good job, high five.
I think it's funny.
I think so too. Yeah. I think it depends if the person has a sense of humor.
Right.
Okay, good. So that's a green flag.
Green flag.
Thanks.
Yeah. If they want to play rock, paper, scissors, even funnier. Like, good shit. Okay, I would do cock, paper, scissors.
She's a 10, but her favorite show is Flava of Love with Flava Flav. And she basically gets really passionate about it. And she like cries watching it. And she calls it goals. And she makes you watch it with her every night. And if you don't watch it with her, she'll cry.
10. I love reality TV. I love
bad
shows.
You say you
shows,
don't watch TV.
But when I do, I watch like Bar Rescue.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, like MILF Manor. I've been watching that. That's the one where like the moms and their sons are on a dating show. And the moms have to date younger guys, but the younger guys have to date moms while their kids are there. Very,
that's so weird.
Very Alabama type beat, close to a porno.
I usually
category.
Fast forward through those parts.
Hey, I don't. No, but I like really bad TV.
Yeah.
Like all that shit. I used to watch Jerry Springer growing up.
Oh, really?
That was my shit. Just like on a summer day when my parents were out of town.
So that girl is your match, your perfect match.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, I like love terrible TV because it's like you don't have to pay too much attention.
Yeah.
You just pop in and out. You know, you're there and it, you know.
Okay. She's a 10, but you think she's stealing money from you.
Ooh. 6.
So you're still dating her.
Yeah, I'm still in. I'm okay. Still in. Early on, I was dating somebody and I thought they were. And I still was like, oh, I love this woman.
Okay. What made you think that she was?
I was dumb and insecure and young.
So she wasn't?
I don't know.
Okay. She's a 10 and she's definitely stealing money from you. But the money she's stealing from you is to buy you gifts for things that you said that you wanted because she's such a good listener.
Hmm.
So she's using the money for you.
10.
Oh.
That's a mom. That's a MILF.
But she's stealing money for you. Okay, that's so cool.
But she's not stealing money. She's shopping for me. It's all about perspective.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. She's a 10, but one of her hobbies is basically collecting. Yeah. That's cool.
10.
Green flag.
Green flag.
Anyway, she's a 10, but one of her hobbies is collecting all the cat hair that's on her clothes and making it into little cute cat slippers for cats. And she sells them on Etsy. And right now, no one's buying it. She only had one sale and it's been her mother. So she asked you if you could post it on your Instagram to promote her.
Wow. Because my first question when you first started this is it successful? Is the vision there? How's the aesthetic? Is there an Instagram account? Do you know somebody who does this?
No, I don't. I wish I was talented enough. I took a screenshot to show you what they look like.
I don't like that.
So then she's like, can you post this on your social to kind of promote my brands? Because you have so many followers, please.
Yeah.
Are you dumping her?
No,
that?
I'd be like, oh, yeah, I can post it. And then I'd put on my close friends. And she's like, what? I'm like, you didn't say where I had to post it.
So is she still a 10? I mean, she's passionate about
if
something.
She's passionate,
that's
if she's passionate about it, we're still at an 8.
Huh.
If I see the vision, if she's putting in the work and the aesthetic is there and she made the Instagram, she bought the website, I'll post it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's sweet. On your close friends.
Organically marketing, I'd make fun of it and be like, look at this dumb shit my girlfriend's doing. Zoom in on it.
You're so supportive. That's so sweet.
So supportive.
Okay. That's really sweet.
You know, and then I flip back and be like, this shit's dumb as fuck. And then I take a photo of it on my cat and be like, yo, these low key go hard.
Yeah.
Then people are like, yeah, that is dumb. Wait, those do, you know, they're with the journey with me.
That is really sweet. Okay, so if someone out there is making little cat slippers for cats from cat hair, date this guy. He will help you.
Cat slippers.
That's cat so cute. Hair. Okay, she's a 10.
Yep.
But she has this annoying thing where she laughs at your jokes before you get to the punchline. Mm. And then you try to say it again and she starts laughing again and again, you don't get to the punchline. So every fucking time, you never end up getting to the punchline. So you never get to do your joke. So every time you're making a joke, she's like, you're about to get to the punchline. She goes, that's so good. And you're like, I didn't finish. And then you have to start all over again and she still interrupts you.
Here's the thing, I get a big ego. So if you're laughing at me in any regard, I'm happy.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm crushing off premises, just early sentences, be like, yo, I went to the park today. And she's like, because here's the thing. If I'm at dinner with that person, anybody around us in the other tables is like, this guy's crushing. Who is this guy?
But what about when you're in a group, you're trying to look cool with your jokes and she's ruining the punchline every single time? And at this point, they're like, why people even go to this dude's show? He's not funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Eight out of 10.
And now she's going to your stand-up shows.
Oh.
And she's interrupting.
She's got to sit in the kitchen for those shows, just so acoustically nobody can hear.
You explain that to her then? You tell her?
I would say, babe, I know you love sweet potato fries. They got them.
In the kitchen.
Like, oh, yeah. Can they bring them out? No, it's too distracting because of the scent. Everyone's going to else want them. They made them just for you.
Eventually, she's going to get suspicious.
Can we talk about when I got here, you made me take out your smoke detectors?
Yeah, I was
first loving. Thing I walk in, you go, hey, it's can I have you help me do something? I thought I was going to have to move a package because I'm buff. And she's like, oh, one of my smoke detectors is beeping. Do you mind?
Because I didn't know if I would get electrocuted from trying to take out the wires. So, and I said, I'd rather him do it than me.
Exactly. So within 30 seconds of being
here. You
said
women come first in everything in life. So
true.
Isn't my life more important than yours?
No, no, because it is. But like you should, if anything's going to come first, it should be death from the electrocution of the smoke detector.
Yeah.
Thus,
that does make
you
sense.
You come first. I will do it after.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, he did help me. I brought him a ladder. And
I was impressed you had a ladder. I don't have a ladder.
I have two.
Damn, can I have one?
No.
Why? What do you
One's a short one, one's a tall one.
Short king, huh? How do you feel about them?
I love short kings.
Ideal dating height, go.
Actually, I like shorter guys, but I think it's because, well, my dad's an inch shorter than my mom.
Really?
Yeah, and they're still together.
Good.
My mom said one time, when men lack in height, they make up in other places. And then she winked at me and I was like, Mom, why? Why would you do that? In what world? Like, do I not know that dad's shorter than you?
That's... Wow.
So my dad's a big dick.
Yeah. Do you think of your dad differently now?
No, I could tell.
You could tell?
What do you mean like that?
Use that as the episode highlight right there. What do you mean you could tell? He would fucking always get an extra seat next to him at the movie theater for him and his dick just sitting there?
No, but I don't know.
He had big dick energy?
Yeah. I guess because he just never loved me growing up.
Oh, that's big dick energy for sure.
That's what
Your dad's a no dick. He shows so much love in their life.
He like forgot how old I was all the time.
Oh, that's big dick energy.
Yeah, this guy, he has too many things. Like he has other shit to worry about that's way more important than me. That guy's a king. Kidding.
Wow.
But we have a great relationship now, so.
Yeah, because you've seen his dick.
No, I haven't. Thank God. I would literally kill myself if I did. Ew. My parents and I, they're so, that's the funny part. My parents, everything is so conservative in a way that I don't curse in front of my parents. That's why I don't curse in real life outside of the podcast or my videos I make. It makes me uncomfortable because they always made sure I don't. We even never hugged or kissed each other. We're around each other. Only now
you
we do.
You didn't hug your parents?
I did no, not. That's I was like in my move. 20s.
Your dad can't even hug you because his dick's just in the way.
No, because it was just our culture. It was just very cold people and that just wasn't a thing. So, or like, even if my friends would be over and we're going to the living room, my dad quietly would just get up and leave the room. He's like, wouldn't even be around me and my friends. I want to know if that's big dick energy or just abandonment issues.
Yeah,
I think I'm mixing those two up.
I think the second one. Yeah. But he sounds chill. And he's got a hog.
So.
Is that the Russian or Israeli side?
Russian.
Russian dude's packing?
I think so. He's also circumcised. I've asked my mom. She's proper marriage material, but she has this thing that she only changes her underwear after doing the stick on the ceiling test, where it's basically where you throw your underwear to the ceiling. And if it sticks, it means it's dirty enough. And then she'll finally change it. So then she changes her underwear like twice a year.
Then she's not proper marriage material. I would go more into that, but you want me to rapid fire? That's insane.
Okay.
Unless she just gets that wet around me.
That's a good one.
Then maybe she would have to change daily.
Yeah, you can teach her that.
Yeah,
okay.
Women, that's a complaint. That's honestly like a complaint. Again, it's kind of annoying how like girls are just seeing like, I'm just so wet around you. It's crazy.
Girls say that to you?
Daily. I had a bus driver say it to me yesterday. These are jokes, guys. I don't know if women even like what I look like. I don't know what's happening.
No, it's funny. You're good.
Thank you.
She's a 10,
yep.
But she has a Finsta, secondary account.
Ooh, okay.
Where she just posts just pictures of you sleeping. But then if you scroll all the way down, there's pictures of you from before you guys even dated. And it's basically screenshots of you from any video you've ever done with your eyes closed.
I was fine until that part happened. If we like lived together... funny, fine. But before we dated, eyes closed. No, that's like Wiki Feet level.
Yeah.
I gotta be out.
Okay.
I'm out. I'd be scared to blink around her.
Yeah.
She'd be like, do it again. If I sneeze.
Okay. You guys have been going strong for 6 months and you now just find out that she has a fake account where she's actually your biggest bully online. And every day she writes the meanest comments. You didn't realize until now that that was her. And basically she writes things like, why does your face look like that? Like, my morning droppings look better than that, your fucking ugly ass face. Mm-hmm. Or like, I wish my blind grandma could see again just so I can poke her eyes out. She'll never have to watch your comedy again.
I mean, I'm still in because it's humbling.
Right.
I just want to know where she's coming from with that. What's the end goal? If she's like, I'm doing this so you can become numb to hate comments.
She says that she's actually doing this because she wants to help you grow thicker skin.
I get that. Where I'm at with this, I'm totally okay with it if I get to write comments back to her.
No.
Like if she posts on her Instagram.
That's not nice.
And she goes, lashes done. I go, bitch, go back.
No. But then you find out she's had this account for 5 years. You guys have been dating for 6 months.
Oh.
So she's been your biggest bully.
I would bully her in reverse and just not have her finish and then be like, what's up now? And she's like, what?
Right.
Reverse psychology. Look, it wouldn't work out in the long run, but it's like therapy. Yeah. It oddly in the background works.
Okay. She's a 10, mm-hmm. but she cheated on you with all of your friends. And she said it's because she wanted to show you which one of your friends were real friends. And obviously neither of them, none of them are.
Guys are dumb. And we'd be like, y'all fuck with that decision.
Yeah.
But that's humbling. I didn't need Jeremy anyways.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it's Jeremy's whole family. I'm like, good, fuck that family. How many people are in the family? 7?
Okay, so still marriage material.
No. Here's where I would want to get even. I'd be like, let me fuck your friends to see the same.
And they'll be like, no, thank you.
Also true.
Girls, here's the thing about dick. Dick is everywhere. Guys have to work to get laid. Women, you just have to have a hole.
A singular hole.
Just
I mean,
one.
It is funny because like when after a breakup, girls will try to fuck the guy's best friends.
Yeah.
And every guy's like, that's wrong. Oh, I'm down. But vice versa, I don't try to fuck the girl's friends after.
Wait, you're down if your exes fuck your friends?
What? No, I'm saying that like, let's say there's a breakup. The girl, to get back at the guy, might try to fuck the friends, the dudes. Mm-hmm. But the guy who got broken up with isn't really trying to fuck the girl's best friends as much. It happens, but it's not as much.
I think it happens so often.
Really?
I feel like all my ex's friends always try to come after me.
I feel like you just break dudes' hearts like really bad though.
No. I don't think so.
I just feel like if there's 10 guy friends and 10 female friends, 10 of those dudes would fuck.
Yeah.
And maybe like 3 of the girls would do it.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't tell. And then like years later, be like, girl, I seem to tell you.
Actually, when I was younger, because I was really shy with guys, and so it was hard for me to meet guys. Plus, you know, not really speaking English. I normally used to date my ex-boyfriend's friends because I already met them. We became friends. So that's usually the next person I would date, which would be one of my ex-boyfriend's friends.
Huh. That's actually I think it's actually more common than I think.
Well, I did that when I was younger, obviously now. But like a lot of times, I guess you call it homie hopping. But then it's not like I'm sleeping with any of them. Mm-hmm. I just let them take me out. And then at this point, I just dated all my boyfriend's friends.
Interesting. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay.
But like, what does the guy say to his friends? Like, oh, you know, man.
I don't know. We still get back together. It's fine. But we're younger.
This is back in the...
Yeah, back in the day when we were like early 20s.
Was this out
20s,
here or was this back...
In America. I wasn't dating when I was 14.
Where'd you move?
I lost my virginity after I graduated high school.
Loser.
When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 4.
Damn.
No,
Are you okay?
No. I was 17.
Okay, same.
Junior year of high school.
Junior high school?
Yeah.
Would you graduate when you were 19?
No, 18.
Right.
But I turned 18 the first half of my freshman year. In December, and then the second half of senior year, I was 18.
Oh.
So I turned 17.
Oh, right. I forgot. I skipped kindergarten or something.
Well, school,
that's why I graduated.
Yeah.
I graduated when I was 17. That's why.
Oh, yeah. No. I was 17. Homecoming night.
Oh, I tried to have sex on prom, but then my boyfriend was like, no, I want to wait to make it special. And then it wasn't.
Who's this pussy? Also, prom is special. What's wrong with that's the most special night ever in terms of like that age.
Yeah.
What was he waiting for? Labor Day weekend?
Well, maybe because we also went to two different schools. And
oh,
when
he was cheating on you.
No, when he asked me to go to his prom, I was just like, no, take your best friend instead. I don't want to go to your prom. I don't know. I feel like I just would not get jealous or understand that other things are happening. They for sure fucked too. But anyway, he took his best friend instead because I felt shy to go with his friends.
Yeah.
And then I took him to my prom.
And?
I wanted to lose my virginity. And then he was like, no, let's make it special. And then 2 weeks later, randomly, we're just hanging out in his room. And he's like, should we have sex? And I was like, what? And that was how special.
This is your idea of special when Family Guy's on the TV?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
And was it special?
No.
Oh.
I was like, take me home. And then I didn't talk to him for a couple of days. And he thought we broke up. But it's because my grandma died. So just kind of being, I lost my virginity and my grandma.
Wow.
Anyway, she's so perfect. But when she eats sugar, she gets overstimulated and she has to like run and sprint until she falls asleep. And then she makes this noise like, and then she runs around like a kid. And then she's like, like yeah. Every time. Like it's, yeah.
Seven. Yeah, I mean, enough people in this town are on a keto diet or no sugar, whatever that one is.
Yeah.
There's ways around it.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
If we got like a big flight coming up or there's like a party or an event she doesn't want to go to, I'm like, honey, have no a Reese's. Shit. And then she eats it and she's like, I want to go to that fucking party.
But she does these noises. And she gets like red in the face too. And she's like, and then she like starts running.
Well, I think she's having a diabetic attack. I don't think it's like, is she hot? I think she's a diabetic who's about to fucking OD on a Go-Gurt.
Oh my God, that's so true. I didn't think about that.
You know? That's what I'm here for, to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's not an ick, it's a serious condition. She's like, oh my God, so quirky. No, put the Skittles down, Miranda.
You have diabetes. I don't know why I think it's so funny. That's really good, yeah. Am I diabetic? Okay.
Do you do that?
No, I don't think so. Okay, she's a 10, but she's always commenting on people's TikTok videos saying like, why is this comment pinned? But the comment's never pinned.
4. -4, actually. God, that, like for me to look over and be like, who are you texting? She's like, oh no, just leaving comments like this. Why is this the number one pinned?
But no one ever pins them.
I don't know if guys can have icks, but that's one of them. That's yeah, an ick. Why is this the pinned comment? Yeah. You're 28.
Yeah. Okay. Last one is she's a 10, but her cat died 6 months ago and she's grieving by still pretending that it's around and you've been trying to be respectful of it.
Yeah.
But you've been going to her house and you've noticed her cat litter box is filled every time. It's like fresh poop. And now you're getting suspicious. Like, what's going on? Because she doesn't have a cat. So,
you know, month number 10 is pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. She's shitting in the litter box.
Oh, I picked up on that. Okay. I picked up on that. I would, but she's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking gorgeous.
Megan Fox.
Here's the thing. Women don't poop.
Period.
So it's clearly not her.
Yeah. Okay, good. So you'll be delusional about it.
I'm like, is she cheating on me? What man or what child is taking these small poops?
So you just say delusional.
I could look past it.
Yeah.
Because California's in a water drought. She's going in the litter box.
Yeah.
I'm delusional. I can see past it.
That's me with everyone I date.
I thought you were going to say that's me. I shit in my litter box. Because your litter box is right by the front door.
I know.
So you're on a run. You're like, I got to go. Whoop.
No, I would never. I one thing for me, and I've been really open about it, is that A, I love some mystery, but the biggest mystery I would love, I think bathrooms forever should just always remain separate. And that is two things. That's just one thing that I will never cross. I'm not into the passing gas or going to the bathroom, bathroom talks and things like that with your partner. I just forever, I want that to remain a mystery. That's just my thing.
Okay.
But that's also how my parents are. My parents have never passed gas around me and my sister.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that. They have separate bathrooms.
Well, he has a separate bathroom because his dick's so big.
Yeah, period. His circumcised dick is so big.
Hell yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, now that we got through all of that, which took so effing long, I just want to get to know guys in general. So I'm just going to ask you really quick questions.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest turnoff is for most dudes?
I think suspicion, where they're like, oh, you're texting somebody? Like,
yeah.
Like the not, no trust, maybe. No
yeah.
Trust. But I get it. Men are fuckboys. Why would you trust them? Men ain't shit.
No, I don't. That's not, you're just saying things that you think I'm going to. I actually, on my podcast, it's all about taking accountability. So I never sit around saying all men suck.
Trust issues. Because I've also been on the other side where I didn't trust someone and it's fucking, you eat away at your head. If somebody doesn't get back to you in 2 hours, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I think trust or suspicion, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Is physical attraction really everything for men, or did they actually care about anything else?
No, I think they do. I think looks are what open the door and catch attention, and then the conversation seals the deal.
Okay, so most normal guys like past physical attraction. They need more.
But there's also just like, you've been to San Diego, right?
No.
You've never been to San Diego?
Maybe once.
Here's the thing. Or like you've been to like Scottsdale?
No.
Phoenix?
No.
What have you ever left this goddamn godforsaken place?
Europe.
But I feel like there's just some guys who are just so surface level, just basic bros. And they're like, yeah, she's hot. And then that's it. There's no like layers to them.
Because
I feel like I'm an onion. You know, there's layers to me. What's up, girl?
You're making girls cry all the time.
And I smell bad. Yeah. But I think looks go, oh, who's that? And then you want to have the conversation. And if it matches, great. If it doesn't, then you're like, looks catch, personalities continue.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I can date a
luckily,
guy that
I have both.
Period. Yeah, you do. Okay, so according to you, what is the most attractive feature in a girl?
Personality, I think. And a fat ass!
Yeah. So is that physically what you're attracted to in women? A bum?
A bum? Do we just go back to London? Or like when she got a bum, yeah? I like a good smile and a nice ass. I'm an easy man to please.
And a good personality.
Good personality.
What are some of your biggest icks?
I don't even know.
You're just down for anything. You don't even have icks. You're just happy to be there.
Happy to be there.
Yeah, okay. No icks.
You know what? Let me just speak broadly.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about people that I've dated. I think broadly speaking, icks would be if you post your Starbucks on your Instagram story and the Mercedes logo is behind it. Do you do that?
No.
I think people who are too look at the logo or like if a girl's like in a car and you see the RR or the Rolls Royce logo behind her, I think the subtle tones of like, you know what I hate? This is a big Los Angeles thing. The girls who refer to like celebrities' first name type shit, you know? The big guy was out last night with, you know, like, oh, my buddy Wes is DJing tonight. Wes? Diplo? What are we doing here? Just the icks of like underplaying a really cool thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Is that it?
I mean, there's definitely so many more. Lack of emojis could do it. Throw one in there every once in a while.
When they kiss, for me, it's when they kiss, if someone kisses with their eyes open.
Well, that's crazy. That person should be on the Dahmer documentaries. That's a crazy person right there.
Yeah. I don't really have icks, I guess. I do.
They everyone has them. They just like come to you last second. You got to think about it.
Okay. So you can think about
I think the biggest ick is probably not being attracted to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. That is
you
an
don't
ick.
Think I'm hot? Ick.
Yeah. How about raise your standards?
Fucking
yeah.
Period right there.
Do men think about sex all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
That fantasy football. And what time does Chili's open?
Never been to Chili's.
You're not missing much.
Okay. What is the most obvious sign that a guy likes a girl?
I think if he moves around his calendar, if he's like, oh, I had a thing, but I could do that.
When he opens his time for her?
Like yeah,
his
opens time for her. But I think there's shit. I mean, baseline entry. If he comments on your Instagram, girl, he trying to fuck. Instagram stories.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
So funny. Asparagus. shut up. You don't know how to smell asparagus, Kevin.
Wait, that's obvious signs when a guy likes a girl. That's an obvious sign when a guy... Oh my God, when guys, like this one time, this guy would not stop sending me pictures of myself from my profile. I hate when guys do that. He'd be like, oh, you look so hot
because
here.
Because he's scared to comment that on the photos because he's clearly dating somebody.
I don't even need him to comment that, but it's just old pictures nonstop. And it was just all about my physical attributes. And I was like, for fuck's sake. And I was getting so annoyed that I had to mute him. And he was just responding to all my DMs.
Well, I think they're doing they don't want to comment it in public or something. Or they want you to know that they think that. Because it might get lost in your comments because there's a lot of followers. But they want you to be like, I think this is funny. Send to you directly because they know you'll see it.
Usually the way we love is how we give love back, just in general love languages. So because research shows for men, their initial attraction is physical. So when you hear men say physical looks is what I notice is actually a whole research behind it. So that's why a lot of times men will then comment about your looks because that's what they notice about you and they think they'll be flattering versus for women, for me at least, and most other women that I know, I'm more flattered if someone's like, that poem you wrote is so deep. your brain, or you're so creative. Things like that. So when a guy comments, like I was talking to this guy a while back who was doing that, and then took me forever to ever talk to him again.
Yeah, it's like an entry-level compliment.
But in the text, then we started texting, and it was constantly about my physical looks. And I was just like, dude, I'm like, can you talk to me like I'm a woman in my 30s, not a girl in her 20s? And he was like, okay, sorry. And he tried to-
Sorry, you old bitch.
He was like, what's your credit score?
Yeah, but did that do anything? The credit score comment?
It made me laugh. It was good.
You know, but I think it's like being called hot or whatever, it's like a surface level compliment. It loses its value. But if somebody calls you gorgeous or a word that's deeper.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
You know, it's different. You're so used to hearing this and now you hear this, it catches your eye.
So you're saying if a guy sends you a picture of you in a DM,
that's crazy.
He's dating someone?
Well, I think he's trying to hide something or he's so insecure that he goes, I need her to know that I'm saying this thing.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you have your notifications turned off, I'm imagining. Yeah. I think he's trying to hide something. If you don't have a lot of followers, he's trying to hide something because he doesn't want to be out in the public commenting like funny, LOL, sexy, right. LOL, kissy face emoji. Or I think he's just like, I need her to know that I feel this way.
So what are other ways to tell that a guy likes you except aside from clearing your schedule? So that means a man is never too busy for you. So if he likes you, he's going to clear his schedule for you.
To some extent, yeah.
This obviously not. He's not going to cancel his job or his work.
Commenting on Instagram stories is like, that's as horny as it gets.
But that's horny. This is sexual. I'm talking about a guy wants to date.
What does he like? Wants to date you,
A guy wants to fuck anything with a hole. That's not a flattering. Man, this guy responded to my story. I don't care. Oh my God, when guys do that, I don't even open the DMs. And afterwards, if I run into him, they're like, did you see? I really liked your thing. And I always go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I have so many DMs. I just don't even look. No, I saw your DM. I didn't give a shit. It's less than the bare minimum.
I think if he invites you to a bro outing where it's like, hey, me and the 7 bros are going to hit this bar in WeHo tonight.
Yeah.
Come by.
I like that.
Ooh. Friends are there. You're there. This could be a thing.
Yeah.
Subtleties.
I like that.
Me and some friends. It's like, it's like an invite that's on her. It's not like, hey, we should go meet my friends. Because, like, girls will be like, you need to meet my friends. Guys will be like, yeah, if you want, my friends are going to be here. You know, there's like so the guy leaves it more, like, casual. Like, you know, me and my friends are just going to be at the bungalow in Santa Monica. You ever been there?
Yeah. I love it.
The Mecca.
That's so crazy. I always thought when guys did that to me, I was like, am I just one of the friends? I'm so confused. I didn't realize that meant that they want me to meet the friends.
Yeah, exactly. If you're hooking up or there's some chemistry, you'll be like, come by to this thing. Okay.
That's nice. I was like, okay, I guess I could date one of his friends then. If he doesn't like me, I'll date one of his friends.
That's good.
That's actually how sometimes I'll end things with someone. I try to set them up with one of my friends.
While you're dating them? Interesting. Well, you know what? That's not bad because you know when you get fired from a job, you get severance where they pay you for like 6 months. That's essentially what you're doing. You're like, hey, we're breaking up, but you can still get some vagina.
I don't tell them we're breaking up. I'm like, you know who you'd be perfect for? My friend, Roxy.
But they're like, well, I guess guys are dumb. He's like, oh, you think? Do you think that you think I'm hot?
They get offended. And then I'm like, they're like, well, we're dating. I'm like, are we though?
Is that gaslighting?
I should work on myself.
Are we?
Okay, what are some signs that a guy's not interested?
Slow responses, short texts.
Talking about other women.
Well, talking about other women is blatant.
Okay.
That's blatant. I think it's just his tone is very different.
Hmm. Okay, biggest red flags to look for in a man as a man.
Being a man.
Yeah, that's number one.
Biggest red flags, I think, would be how he talks about his parents. If he's like, yeah, my dad's a fucking bitch, you know, I don't fuck with him. It's like, well, what happened? Was it dad's fault? Was it your fault? I think other big red flags would be if he makes you feel like you're crazy. You know, if he's a club promoter and he's DMing a bunch of women, you're like, wait, why the look?
No, because I know someone like that.
Club promoter's like, DMing a bunch of women. He's like, oh, it's just for work. Okay, then why are you sending a picture of your abs? Oh, it's for work. I think big red flags in a man can just be if he goes out and doesn't tell you. That's a big one. I'm just out with the boys. What, that's the problem? No, he's looking for an out. He's looking for...
If he goes out and doesn't tell you, does he have to send you his schedule?
No. But if you're like dating a man and he's just out of the clubs and you're like, oh, I didn't know you're going out tonight.
Yeah.
He's looking for an out.
Oh.
He's looking for other women, right? Would you not be weird if you were seeing a guy and you guys were like talking a bunch and you look at his Instagram and he's just getting a bottle poured in his mouth at One Oak? You wouldn't be like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, if I didn't ask what he was doing, then I'm like, oh, cool. So he went out. But if I asked him what he's doing and then he told me, I'm staying in. I guess I have a problem, I think, because so a lot of my relationships, the guys I would date would be cheating on me. So then they would constantly be so suspicious of what I'm doing. That's usually cheaters. So then they would ask everything I'm doing. I think I got so used to just saying my whole schedule that I never bother asking someone else. But like, I'm the kind of person when I date someone, they're like, oh, what'd you do today? And I literally give detail by detail. Because it's like a habit now. I'm like, oh, I did this. I'm with my sisters. And then afterwards, I'm doing this. And then I'm going to sleep. Like, I literally line up my whole schedule.
Yeah, so there's no gaps. But that's good because then it lets the other person know what to expect from you. You got a busy day? Cool. I might not hear from you.
But I don't expect anything back. Literally, if I'm next to a guy and he has his phone out, being so traumatized from men cheating on me, I just look the other way. Like, it's an automatic
thing.
You
look the other way?
They put their phone out, I just go like this because I just don't want to know. I don't want to deal with it.
These men sound not great. It's like when the Sarah McLachlan's commercial comes on. I just change the channel immediately out of trauma for those dogs.
You look the other way? I hate that commercial.
It's a sad commercial. I didn't know you look the other way is.
Yeah.
Just look outside.
I'd rather not know. I don't want to know. I don't want to invade their privacy. I didn't realize that one of people's red flags is when you hide your phone from your partner. And I've realized that when I date guys in the past, recently, I guess last year, a lot of times if my phone was out, they would try to look at something. I'd be like, stop, don't touch my phone. And I didn't realize how much of a red flag it was. And it was literally because I was watching porn on my phone and I didn't want them to see my porn sites on my phone. So I was too embarrassed. And that's why I would grab the phone away. And I didn't even think twice that they would think it means something else. And I was just like ashamed of the porn that I'm watching.
That's
like,
funny.
Because I was watching too much porn.
What type of porn do you watch?
Whatever. But it was just like watching, I guess it was just the links were just there and I was embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
And that's why I was hiding my phone.
How do you feel
away.
If the guy always has his phone face down? Like on the dinner table, face down.
That's what I do.
Ooh. Too much porn or cheating?
Because I'm paying attention to my partner.
Smart. Isn't that interesting? It's all about perspective. I saw somewhere online, if they have their phone upside down, they're doing something shady.
Wow.
But this world, you're going, I just want to pay attention.
This is why people should communicate.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I build
the worst narratives in my head where I go, her phone's upside down, probably texting dudes. But she goes, no, I just want to be present with you.
Because it's so important for me to focus on the other person. Right. And I don't like my phone
around.
I also
don't want to bring it up and sound like an insane person. Be like, hey, why do you flip your phone upside down?
But imagine if you just asked how much more relieved you would be versus getting all these ideas in your head.
That's so interesting.
It is interesting because
there's a better way to ask. Be like, do you keep your phone upside down? Yeah, I don't know. How do you ask without sounding crazy?
Why do you have your phone upside down? Let's say it just as a joking way.
Jokingly, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, because I'm cheating. And you're like, right.
My ex used to prank me that he was cheating on me with the girls he was cheating on me with.
Wow. But
that's funny.
It is. It's funny. It's in a sick mind. Be like, what do you mean? I told you the whole time.
Literally.
That's some man shit who's like, I'm fucking cheating on you. Ha ha. And then you're like, right. And then he's like, no, I was telling you. I was being upfront. Yeah. I wasn't lying.
What a good guy. Yeah.
He goes like, I'm cheating. Then he emphasizes the text with the ha ha's. Like, I'm cheating. Ha ha.
But that is interesting. I really like the perspective idea and the communication because even our opinions are. Yeah, that's so crazy. That's really cool.
Well, I could cross my leg because somebody thinks, like, I have to pee. And I'm like, oh, I just think it's comfortable. You'll never know what the other person is doing unless you ask.
Yeah, so just communicate.
Perspective.
Okay, do men even like women?
No.
I'm getting that
men
feeling.
Men like being alone. Men like fucking sitting in comfort and peace. And
Okay, when men...
No, men like women. It's like they'll be in a relationship, like, oh, fucking, this is stupid. I wish I was single. Then they're single, and they're like, can somebody just hold me?
Aw. Do you think men fall in love faster than women?
I think, I don't know. It depends.
How come when guys date someone, the porn they watch and all the girls they follow on Instagram, it's always whatever girl they said, oh, that, yeah, that's not my type. I'm not attracted to that. And the girl you're dating looks nothing like the porn that the guy watches and looks nothing like the girls the guy's following. What's up with that?
Because porn and I guess Instagram models is like a fantasy land.
Okay, got it.
This is where they're like, I would never date this type of woman because I don't think she would date me, but like, it's just so fantasy land.
But then if she was going to date them, they would be down?
So, I'm lost.
So the girl they're dating is their type because it's the only thing available?
No, not available. It's just like they feel like you know what we were talking about earlier? It's like looks get you the attention, but personality carries it. It's like their girlfriend has looks and personality, but like the porn, they're not there to be like, what's this girl's background? Is she a good chef? They're just watching and be like, big titty, busty bitch. Like that's what they write. And then it's just like a fantasy land. And then they come and they're like, oh, I got to get back to my loving girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you ever came so hard, you want to hug your girlfriend even harder?
Not me, no.
Can't relate. But in a guy's world, you watch some fucking crazy porn.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, thank God this is not my life. I need to get back to just wholesome cinnamon bread, you know?
So in conclusion, it doesn't mean anything. The girls,
the Instagram girls,
they follow on Instagram.
It's a separate world.
It's just fantasy.
That's why like if a girl... you know, like is like following all the dudes on The Bachelor. It's like a fantasy land. If she bangs one of those dudes, different story. But she's just like, oh, he's just a hot guy on a reality show.
What's up with how guys talk, like locker room talk?
You mean podcasting?
Yeah. You know, men with podcasts.
Red flag.
Red flag. So why Green do guys flag. Talk like that about women? Is it just because they're with the boys and they're just joking?
They're putting up a wall.
Okay, is that what it is?
But here's the thing. That's with guys they're probably not super comfortable with.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, if there's a group of dudes who I, like, know from work or, like, whatever, you're not going to let your guard down. I mean, it's like, yeah, fucking pussy is tight. Yeah, I'll do the extra habanero wings. But, like, with a close friend, I've had some very deep talks with, like, my friends.
Yeah.
And it's like, those are the guys that can hear me cry and be like, dude, you're okay. Like, those are genuine friends. I think locker room talk comes from locker rooms where it's like, you see a guy once a week at LA Fitness. You're not deep friends. You're like boys.
Right. So it's just an ego thing and this joking around. It's not really how men then think outside. Like they're
correct.
Just because they talk about pussy and boop.
We better say vagina. They're like pussy.
Yeah. And all that. They still want to be held at night. They still cry. They still want to find someone to love.
Of course.
Okay, good. What keeps you up at night?
The fear of irrelevancy in my career.
Same. What keeps me up at night is when I get scared that I don't have a purpose.
No, I know I have a purpose. It's just like my fear is just being like, you know, it's 10 years down the line. People go like, yeah, cool. YouTube, what else you got? I go, oh, what do you mean? That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Videos and stand-up.
What are you currently working on?
It's just videos and stand-up. I want to pitch something bigger, but like I love what I do now. It's my dream. When I first quit my job, I was like, all I ever want to do is make videos in the day and do stand-up at night.
How do you come up with your ideas? Is it just a personal experience? Just who you are?
Personal experience, being just kind of
based
like,
on true stories?
Based on true story, being observational. My notes app is just filled with shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like the best ideas happen just right in front of me. And I'm just like, oh, that would be funny. Or somebody says something dumb. I'm like, oh, that's great.
You're now that you're 30 years old.
30.
What's something that you already feel that's different from when you were 20 versus now? Have you learned anything so far being 30?
No. I'm so recently 30.
Yeah.
Capricorn season. I think I've just learned that I'm not where I thought I was going to be at 30 in a good way.
Amazing.
Yeah. I thought when I was younger, I'd be 30, white picket fence, kids running around, kids with Crayola drawing on the wall. And I don't have that. And I'm fine with that. But I do want that eventually.
Yeah.
Do you want kids or no?
Yeah. I'm freezing my eggs right now.
Upstairs. Comedy podcast. Yeah. You already did it?
No, I'm going through the process.
How long is the process?
It's like a month process, but I have to wait till I get my period to
harvest.
And then, yeah. That's
talk about a meal prep.
That's a good one. Best advice you've ever gotten?
Oh, I mean, this is just a random one that helped me out a lot. It's just like, when you try to be funny, that's the least funny you'll ever be.
Whoa.
You know, it's like you really can't force the funny. It's just got to be real. I used to take like improv classes out here and they'd be like, the funnier you try to be, the worse it's going to be. Like when you try to squeeze a joke in, it's not going to be funny. So if you just let your personality carry, like you'll find the funny. It kind of goes for life. It's like the more serious you take things, the more you're not going to get that. Like, I don't have a goal to be like, I need to be on a Netflix show. I need to be on Jimmy Kimmel. I just like do the best that I can and see what it brings me. Because
that's really good.
When people have one eye, they're like, I have to be on Netflix. I have to be on Netflix. If that doesn't happen, they're shattered. They're ruined. They lost so many opportunities on the way, only focusing on that. But when they do get that, it pays off.
Yeah.
I just say, do the best you can, be as best as you can be in that field and see what it brings you.
I like that. My mom's advice was never stay where you're not wanted. And I've always liked that.
What was it?
Never stay where you're not wanted.
Never stay where you're not wanted. Okay. Yeah. I like
that. So that's with anything in life. And I still follow that, whether it's a relationship, friendship, a job, because your value is not based on whether or not this person loves you or likes you or.
That's true.
So you got to go. All right. Where can people find you?
At my home. TrevorWallaceComedy.com for tour dates coming up. And then also just Trevor Wallace on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Okay. I deleted Twitter. TikTok, yeah.
You deleted Twitter.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just there wasn't any good videos. It was just boring. It was sad.
All right, well, you guys, make sure to go follow him. I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Yeah.
And I love you. Have a beautiful day. Bye.